Yeah, a long weekend. A friend of mine sent me something from the fringes of science. A very long YouTube video where this guy is demonstrating a device that supposedly puts out more power than is put into it. Which is supposedly impossible. But I started playing with it. For the sake of science, if you're really presented with something like that, a real phenomenon in the universe, you have to adjust your theories. And it was a fun little game to play, but it also meant I was looking up, spin and tunneling and the Meissner effect. Whole bunch of stuff. But that has nothing to do with the... that has nothing to do with what I want to talk about today. It's episode 9 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. And if I recall, in episode 6 and 7, I was talking a little bit about ways to help you recall mnemonics. Nifty tricks. You sort of hack your memory system and get it to hold on to things for you. If you have you dug into that, don't get too excited. You got to remember, these things take work. They take effort. And you do still have to go back and run through them now and then to hold something in your mind long term. So they're not magic. Which brings us to mathemagics. Actually, mental calculation. But there's this guy, Arthur Benjamin. I've got two YouTube videos at the page, which you can find by visiting thelabwithbrad.com. The first one is just him doing his act, where he gets on the stage and does calculations you wouldn't expect your average so-and-so to be able to do. I think he squared a five-digit number, like, 12,345 times itself, times 12,345. It wasn't that number, it was something else. And if you watch him when he's doing that, he does it out loud. And you hear him use a mnemonic in the middle of it, the major system. I'll put a link to that one as well. I don't know if it's actually the major system or a variant of it, but he's definitely turning numbers into words to keep them in your head. And when you're trying to make big calculations in your head, one of the biggest challenges is to remember those numbers you get on the way to the answer and still remember the numbers you were working with in the first place. So, you could start with mnemonics. Learn to remember things better, especially numbers. Then use that in order to do this mental calculations. And if you're interested in mental calculations, that's the phrase you want to Google. Mental calculations. All sorts of stuff will come up. But yeah, that's what I wanted to share today. Go from improving your memory to improving your mathematical skills. And the first video is Arthur Benjamin doing his shtick. And the second one is him telling you a little bit about how to calculate some things in your head. It's fun. And I'll see you next time.